This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's a big night on the telly tonight with both MasterChef Australia and Lego Masters kicking off with brand new seasons. But if you tune in just a little earlier and flick on Channel 33, that's SBS Food, you'll find MasterChef Season 2 winner Adam Liao with a brand new show, The Cook-Up. And we are fortunate enough to have Adam on the show with us this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Adam, I'm so excited to have you on. Long-time fan. And I've got to say, I chickened out saying hello to you once at Peppa Pig's play date. Do you remember that morning?
Yes, I do remember that morning. My children were having a wonderful time. But it was I was on my own there, so I was trying to corral three kids. And
it was great. Fun. I had my kids there too, but I'm not well enough known as a celebrity, so the cameras were all on you, and I just got to go and enjoy the train ride and all that kind of stuff. But I chickened out saying hello.
Well, you should have. You should have. Now we can say hello today on the radio.
That's right. Now, what can we expect from this brand new show, The Cook-Up?
It's really about home cooking. You know, it's SBS's biggest commission ever. So we've got 200 enormous episodes, and they'll be running every weeknight for the next foreseeable future, I guess.
Have you shot them all yet?
We haven't yet, so we're still in the process of making them. But wow. It's actually a really fun show to make because it's not just me standing up there and cooking. We get some interesting guests on, not just chefs. Lots of people who, you know, comedians, musicians, and we have a good chat. You know, it's almost more of a chat show than a cooking show, but there's some good, really good recipes in there as well.
That's great. I mean, and you have shot a number of food specials for SBS over the years, but have you always wanted your own kind of nightly food show like this?
This was a kind of a weird project because all of the shows that I've shot for SBS to now have been travelling and going overseas and so forth. And so last year when we were in lockdown, I have a kitchen studio that I work out of, and the commissioning editor of SBS came in, Josh Martin, and sort of said, well, you know, while we can't travel anywhere and we can't do the travel shows, why don't we do something in the kitchen? And honestly, it's a show that I've been wanting to do for many, many years now, not just because I get to stay home a bit more rather than travelling so much, but I think home cooking is so important for people, and the last year has shown, I guess, just how important it is.
Yeah. Now, people will know you from these shows for many years, but you know, kind of came to attention as the winner of Season 2 of MasterChef Australia more than 10 years ago now. But what got you into food originally? Because I believe you used to be a lawyer, Adam.
That's true. Yeah, I was a lawyer for many years, actually. But I always loved cooking. Even when I was working in Japan as a lawyer there, and I used to have people from the office come over, and I'd run cooking classes for them and show them how to make various things in my own home kitchen. And, then I guess it all kind of went from there.
You're classing up SBS Food, because last time I looked at it, there were shows like Mystery Diners and Guy's Grocery Games. What happened to those shows, and why aren't you hosting one of those versions?
Well, I think home cooking is very, I guess, local. And if you're watching a cooking show that's from another country, you can watch it for entertainment, but you kind of want to see the things that you can make yourself. Yeah. You know, I watch some American cooking shows sometimes, and I'm like, I don't even recognize half of those ingredients, or they're, you know, they use a lot of processed food and that kind of thing. And so, you know, I really think that The Cook-Up is something that is, you know, just for Australia.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting how you said earlier that, you know, you can't travel around the world to see different cuisines, but here in Australia we have so much diversity in ingredients and cooking, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. It is amazing. You know, but one of the things that we kind of see on The Cook-Up is it's that real diversity of cultures and cuisines, and you can see kind of, I learned so much from the show because we have people cooking all different kinds of dishes, stuff that I've never heard of, you know, from African cuisines and Middle Eastern cuisines and Eastern European cuisines, you know, stuff that I'm not particularly familiar with, and it's just fascinating to see.
Well, I was concerned because 200 episodes is a lot. It's going to probably go till the end of the year. Will you run out of recipes by then? Will you be just cooking cheese toasties at the end of the season?
Quite honestly, the best thing about the show was, you know, we film quite a lot. You know, doing 200 episodes does make it that we have to film four a day. And so when we were planning out how to actually make the show, we came down to the fact that the recipes that I cook have to be done in under 10 minutes. And at the beginning, I really got my back up about it because I was like, you know, if I have to do every recipe in 10 minutes, I am just going to be making cheese toasties by the end of it.
Yes.
But it's actually been the best thing for the show, and it's meant that all of my recipes have to be really practical and really simple and kind of try and find quick ways to do it and make good meals out of it. And so I actually honestly think of all the recipes I've written over all the years I've been doing this, these are, I'm right now in the zone where I'm writing the best recipes ever because literally anyone can do them.
Yeah, well, I think that's so important because I find that when I go to the kitchen to cook dinner, even yesterday I was writing out a shopping list for the week ahead, I feel like I really just lean on maybe 4 or 5 regular meals. Are you going to be inspiring us to expand our repertoire on this show?
Yeah, I mean, the research does show that most people cook about 4 or 5 things, and that's not an issue because people, you know, you have your meals and then you put a little twist on them or you change it up a little bit or you just eat the same things. You know, there's no rule saying you have to cook new things all the time. But yes, I do think I'm going to help people expand their repertoires because, you know, we have a really good test audience, and that's the clue.
Yeah.
That we work on. So we have a lot of cameramen and people in the control room and things. And the really gratifying thing about the show is we'll cook something and then the next day we'll come in and there'll be 5 people from the crew that have made it that night because they were kind of inspired to do it. And I'm told that that's a very rare thing for a food show or a cooking show to do. And so I think we're getting something right.
The perks to work on The Cook-Up with Adam Liao, I tell you what. I wish I could be a cameraman on your show, mate. Now, you are joined by a whole bunch of guests on the show tonight. It's Colin Fastenage, who we know from MKR, and Yumi Steins as well. Any chance that by the time you get to episode, you know, 198, you might need Sam Robinson from Hope Breakfast to come and join you in the kitchen?
Absolutely. You know, we have people from all walks of life because I think it's really important to show that it's not just chefs that cook. The chefs can give some good tips and some good recipes and stuff, and even when the chefs come on, we kind of say, don't cook stuff that's on the menu at your restaurant. Cook me the thing that you're doing on a Tuesday night when you're at home and your family's there, because that's the stuff that I think people want to see. So we've had, you know, people from comedians. We had Jimmy Barnes on the other week. And, you know, we had a lovely few episodes from a lot of different ladies from the CWA coming in and showing us, you know, how to get a scone really right. So it's the kind of cooking show that I like to watch. And so that's the kind of cooking show that we've made.
That is great. Well, look forward to Sam Robinson's Pasta Bake and Tacos in episode, 178. Look, Adam Liao, really appreciate your time on Hope Breakfast this morning. You can watch the show tonight, 7 p.m. on SBS Food and, of course, late on SBS On Demand. Really appreciate your time this morning, Adam.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.